In his message for Lent this year, Pope Benedict calls on the faithful to reflect carefully on the gospel readings for the five Sundays of Lent. To inspire our listeners in their spiritual preparation for Easter, each week we are offering a reflection on each of those Sunday readings. Well, on Sunday, March 20th, the Church remembers the Transfiguration, here recounted in the Gospel of St. Matthew.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the clouds came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead."
In his Lenten message for 2011, Pope Benedict recalled the Gospel of the Transfiguration as a moment when the Lord puts before our eyes the glory of Christ, which anticipates the resurrection and announces the divinization of man. Pope Benedict called this Gospel reading an invitation to take a distance from the noisiness of everyday life in order to immerse oneself in God's presence. He desires to hand down to us each day, he wrote, a word that penetrates the depths of our spirit, where we discern good from evil, reinforcing our will to follow the Lord. Well, I asked Monsignor Anthony Figueredo at the Pontifical Council Cor Unum that issues the Lenten message each year, how are we to reflect on the Transfiguration?
Pope Benedict, in his Lenten message, Tracy, talks about a journey, an itinerary that is set before us. And along this journey, as Jesus was making the journey to Jerusalem, we have stops. And one of these stops is at the Mount of Tabor, this high mountain. I've been there personally. And Jesus wants to take three of his favorite disciples up the mountain with a very specific reason in mind. So often we need to be taken up the mountain. It reminds us when Jesus often prayed in the mountains. He got away from the noisiness, the busyness of life. Because sometimes when we are on the level of our everyday normal activities, it's impossible for us to see the beautiful panorama that God has in store for us. We get so embroiled with the everyday grit, we might say, of our lives, and sometimes that brings us down. I often say that human beings have many back pains because we're constantly looking towards the earth. And in fact, we were made to raise and look up to the heavens, to raise our eyes, to see the beauty. Imagine if someone went around the whole of life always looking down upon the earth and never raised their eyes. They would never see the beauty that God has created in the world. And that's why Jesus takes these three disciples up this high mountain. It reminds us of Moses, who takes up to Mount Sinai Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu in Exodus 24 to give them the law, Now we have Jesus. We're not going to be given the law, but we're going to be given Jesus himself. Pope Benedict talks about this encounter, this personal meeting with Jesus in this time of Lent. And this is what Jesus wants for his three favorite disciples, a personal meeting with him.
Now, you mentioned Moses and being given the law. Can you explain more fully the symbolism we're seeing in this particular gospel, that of the mountain, the prophets, as you said, you mentioned Moses, but also of Elijah, conversing with Jesus, and the light that transfigured Jesus?
Moses is obviously the greatest of all persons for the Jewish people. He's the one who gives the law. The Jewish faith, we can say, is built completely on the law. Elijah is the greatest of all the prophets. He's the one who calls the people to conversion, but also opens up the promises. The prophets open the promises of God to a people greatly persecuted. And so these two figures are very significant for the Jewish people, the lawgiver and the prophets. Jesus is the one who fulfills both the law and all the announcements of the prophets. He himself brings the fulfillment of the law. What is the heart of the law? God is love. Love your neighbor. And this is what Jesus does on the cross in the Passion. What is the heart of the prophets? Repent, believe the good news, as we ourselves heard on the day of Ash Wednesday. And Jesus himself comes to bring us that possibility to believe the good news. He gives us his Holy Spirit, the risen Spirit, that enables us to give that new law. So what is the significance of Jesus, the transfiguration? He goes up to this high mountain, and Peter, he sees Moses and he sees Elijah, and in his impetuous way, he says, "Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here. Let us stay here." And it's a little bit like us, you know, when everything's going well in our lives, we want to stay put. We want to build three tents and always remain on a high on the mountain. But come some difficulty, come a failure in our life, come bereavement, come a problem in our marriage, come a financial crisis, come sickness, come a disappointment, then we want to run away from the cross, believing that we're going to be completely, our life is going to be taken away in this cross. And for this very reason, it was like Peter. You know, Peter says, "Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here." But remember the other mountain on Calvary? Peter escaped from the cross. He ran away. And so Jesus wants to take Peter, James, and John up this high mountain to give them a glimpse of his resurrection, a glimpse of his glory, a glimpse of what, of this paradise, this great panorama that we are called to. And this is exactly the same for us. We need these moments of grace. We need these moments where we really glimpse God's glory in our lives, these memorials, I call them, in our life, of God's goodness, of his love, of his mercy, of his lifting us up. You know, these disciples fall to the ground, and what does Jesus say to them when they fall to the ground? "Rise, do not be afraid." That reminds us of John Paul II, "Do not be afraid." And that's what we need to hear in our lives, in the difficulties we face. "Rise, do not be afraid. Let's go down the mountain and continue the journey. Yes, there is the cross, but what awaits us is this resurrection, that Christ will raise us from the dead. This is what gives us hope in our lives, that Christ is risen." This is the Lenten message that Pope Benedict says. We're on a journey towards Easter, where Christ is risen for us. So this light, Tracy, means that we need to be enlightened today in our lives with whatever difficulty, that Jesus is risen. We need to go through the cross, absolutely, but that Jesus is risen, and we will not remain on the cross if we carry this hope in our hearts.
a very warm thanks there to Monsignor Anthony Figueiredo, an official at the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, which is also known as the Pope's charity arm. Thank you.